A beautiful good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
All right. My topic today is I, the minister. We wear many hats in this game of life. And one very interesting hat, and I love that hat, is being a minister. I love this game because many of you know, who doesn't know, I just give a little reference. But when I was a child, I had that dream. I had a dream to be a minister, and I played it with my dolls and my friends. And church and minister, being a minister, was just the most exciting game I could imagine. And coming from the Catholic Church, that was a dream at that time, almost impossible. I would say impossible. But my dream was so deep that when I came to the University of Healing and finally could realize and reveal this dream and become a minister and be ordained as a minister, it was one of the most glorious day in my life. The other day, when I went to the dentist, the dentist told me, well, we are soon at a certain point with finishing your work, little work in my mouth. Well, sometimes we have some adjustments to make. So he said, your next appointment, and then he said, next week I'm not in. And I thought, what does that interest me? Why would he tell me that he is away? And I said, oh, you're surely on vacation. And he said, no, I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York to hold a ceremony. And I said, ceremony? Yes, for my cousin. And I said, 9/11, the 9th of September, was he in this accident? And he said, yes. And he said, and I will go and give a great ceremony. I will speak there. And I said, what an honorable job. What a beautiful task he gives himself to share who he is. And then so casually I bubbled forth and said, well, you surely have given yourself that joy and that honor to share. Oh, he said, oh, it's not all that joy, because he has a wife who was just expecting a baby at the time it happened. And he was a fireman. He went in the tower to save some people and never came out. And I said, what a hero. Isn't that wonderful that you have such a hero in your family? And you can share that with all the people who will come to your ceremony? Wow. And I said, and there were all the girls from the dentist all standing around because they're setting up the appointment. And I said, there are so many heroes. They're just quietly living their life because they live what they believe. Your cousin surely was ready to move on for another dimension because this is done. And we think this is all what it is, this dimension. We are so attached to it. And now you're going to New York. And he surely is serving as a noble minister, sharing with his young wife, who has now a child of 1 year old, telling the relatives, telling all the friends, what a hero, what a noble person was with them until he decided to go. And I could just see in the face of the dentist the thinking which was going on. Because never he had thought it from this point. He had only seen the tragic. Now I know he goes to New York as a minister, sharing that we love our people unconditionally and let them go to the next task. I, a minister, we think of a minister in relationship to a church, but have we ever thought where the real church is? That the church is right within us. We have some preconceived ideas about church and minister. And because we have these preconceived ideas, we make these subtle judgments. And we cut ourselves off the path we are walking. The church has been for a long time the foundation and also the path for many, many people until we realize we don't need the church outside. We don't need a minister who guides us outside. We are the minister. We are administrating our life by listening within and by knowing that the church is right within us. And when we once know this, everything is working. And we here at God Unlimited University of Healing are blessed to be connected with the church as a symbol which shines forth our reality, the depth, who we really are, and the connection with the church to the school is gloriously set up. We often have judged it or thought, well, not a minister, church. But once we understand the depth and what lies behind and can flow non-judgmentally with all what Herb has set up so beautifully for us, we will be blessed and we will have a gift to give to ourselves and to all the world. I, the minister, am proud to say to myself, I am a minister. I'm serving the world by first serving myself, by first knowing who I am, to live my life humble, joyful, always on top, with self-discipline, self-dedication, self-determination, self-diligence, our four D's. And isn't it interesting that here where we are living in the San Diego County, San Diego SD, the four D's, self-discipline, self-dedication, self-determination, it's just one pot. I love symbols. I love to put it all in one pot. Symbols, so long we are living in this relative world, let's play with these symbols without being attached, but just enjoying them and knowing that each one is a minister first to ourselves, and just let's go to bed this evening and celebrate our ordination, knowing we are the ministers to our life. And when we are ministering our life with this honorable attitude about ourselves, we are ministering the whole world. And we have the whole world in our hand. And we indeed can sing, I have the whole world in my hand, I have the whole wide world In my hand I've the whole world. In my hand I've the whole world. In my hand I, the minister. How about you? I love you.